going to be insane.
I wonder if this is not the event. Up to this point, I would say MLG Anaheim has been the event of the year.
MLG Anaheim event of the year.
Yes, okay. I think that this one will beat it, and I think it will be a hard time for anyone else to beat it. This is going to be the event of the year for esports.
Do you think it's going to be better than the international?
I think it's going to blow the international out of the water. It's going to be...
Was that it? Was that the whole video?
Was that an intro?
That was so bad!
That was...
Take the microphone, Trans, so we can...
That was so bad.
That was good.
You've been hyping this intro for like an
hour. Seriously? Yeah, I was like, I was literally trying to like, I've got a video. I have made a video.
Exactly, but the point is,
what you should have done after that, you should have done that clip. And then what you should have done after that, you should have gone into the Riot stream and cut some clips off of things going wrong, people looking up, and then DJ Week coming out on stage with all this music and drama effects and face up close ups.
Explosions and music and stuff.
McCormick, why the fuck am I paying that Hungarian...
fuck's sake, man.
McCormick, make fucking videos. You lovely man.
It's okay.
I owe him money.
Chance, I like that the stream went offline doing that.
Most of the people missed it because of Trans.
Everyone says it's so fucking good that they want to see it again. Can we see it one more time, Trans, for comedy effect?
Sure, why not?
Just get ready.
The irony of Trans having tech problems while doing a video.
It was our mics problems. On now, yeah. So, is this you having a go at Riot by doing...
Event of the year?
Oh, MLG Anaheim event of the year.
Yes,
okay.
I think that this one will beat it, and I think it will be a hard time for anyone else to beat it. This is going to be the event of the year for esports.
Do you think it's going to be better than the international?
I think it's going to blow the international out of the water.
There you go.
All right, so this is where we are, guys. We're in the League of Legends section.
Can we defend ourselves first?
Sure.
Can I start? No, I can start. I think they did blow the international out of the water, and then they turned the cannons around and blew themselves out of the water as well.
They nuked everybody, and then they just sent the nuke up.
Let's nuke ourselves. No, I mean, up to that point, it looked like a really good event. I mean, they had really good streaming numbers. I think they passed 600K. Not counting China and Korea.
Something like that. I know within 2 hours they were like 400K.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. And then they basically fucked up.
Can I defend myself now?
What? No, you don't get it.
No, you're getting
hanged. We've got you red-handed.
One of you has to die, okay?
All right, there's a massive clusterfuck.
What's your case for living, Newman?
I like living.
Apart from having fantastically matching socks and sweaters, what is your case to live? If we had to kill one of you... can you tell us why you should live for your statement about League of Legends and what happened? Newman, go first, please. We will judge.
I mean, like I said, I think they did do a really, really, really good event, but then they had some minor issues. They had some minor issues.
Can I warn you, Newman?
They had some minor issues.
You're under oath to speak the truth.
They had some minor issues that turned into major issues, and then there was like a massive clusterfuck.
All right. Okay.
I mean, I think.
And why? So
they weren't. I don't think at any of their earlier events they've had any major problems. So they basically prepared for stuff like this. So they weren't prepared for something like this. Mm-hmm. If you look at like an MLG event, they're really prepared for fuck ups, basically. So if something like this happens, they're prepared for it. I guess you guys are as well.
Hey, stop trying to like throw the conversation. That's your segment over. All right, Hellspawn. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, about the statement, it was just that I didn't think they would fuck up in this regard. You know, cancel the third day. I think it hasn't happened since CHG, and that was a new organization just throwing money, trying to do something cool. They didn't know what they were doing. Riot for sure knows what they are doing. So for me, you know, making that call, no, you don't do it. Like, you just make it happen no matter what. Yeah. That's like, to me, fucking impossible that they had to cancel it.
I don't really...
And about the statement, though, is that if you compare this tournament with the international, what they did outdoors with all these numbers is to compare with the group stage of the international, though. Remember, the weekend coming now, they have the big show. They are in the bigger venue. Mm. They are down to the nail. They're going to throw out the big money, the big prize money. So still, I think you can compare it with the international, but, you know, those problems, I know some wanted to rant on Riot sending out DJ Wheat without a spokesperson instead from Riot. Of course, that's a bad call, but that's not the major part. It's just that you can't fucking cancel event in the middle of it. Like, if day one and day two works...
Yeah. Right. I mean, so why should we kill Newman and spare your life?
Because I'm fucking cute.
He is right, Newman.
Fuck. okay. I mean, I think to summarize as well, I think the people at Riot are really, they're probably blaming themselves as well. I think they really want to do a good event, and they did.
Someone should get fired.
Well, we don't know.
We really don't know what happened.
So it's weird.
We don't know what happened. It was talked about network issues, and just to go really fast on that part, so people understand. If you don't have an extreme big internet connection, we're talking several gigabits, and you don't have working with the ISP, then basically you cannot do anything if these kind of attacks do come. But it was said to
there
not
was
be
no
a
attack.
Wait. It was said to not be a DDoS though. It was a hardware problem. I didn't follow the event when it happened. It seems like they lagged out in the middle of the game where CLG was ahead. Then they restarted, lagged out again, and then they just called it a day.
It wasn't lag. It was the game died.
So let's just sum up. Let's recap with the lovely voice of Semla to tell you, just to bring you up to date, what the fuck we're talking about. All right? Semla. Because I don't know, I just I'd throw it to you. I just consider League of Legends this incredible, ingenious comedy parody of Dota 2. You know, where they just go around and make it very funny.
Sure, it's American comedy. What are you saying? It's like American comedy after British comedy.
Yeah. It's you know, they make a game which is funny to watch and play because it's not serious, so it can't be serious. I mean, it's not a real game. And then they invite professionals, and then they tell them to do funny things, like look at the mini map and say stupid things on Reddit, and then they do big events just like Dota 2 do, but they purposely fuck it up. It's ingenious. It's really good TV.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. NBC, look at the attention it's getting.
NBC will sign that. In seriousness, though. Semla will now bring you up to date.
So, essentially, what we're all droning on about is the League of Legends Season 2 Finals. It is the Super Bowl of League of Legends, essentially. You know, their VP of esports has said that it is the Super Bowl for them. It is everything, the culmination of their entire year leads up to this event. And the first 2 days went magnificently well. They had great viewer numbers, they had great games, blah, blah, blah. And then they had an epic, mega, ultra fucking historical failure on the third day, as Hellspawn said, and basically were forced to cancel the event. Now, that's just one aspect of how fucking retarded this League of Legends event has been. So there was the epic, mega failure. But then, on top of everything else, there was cheating going on, blatantly so, in the event. And actually, if you want to consult the document, you can pull up some screenshots. These screenshots have been
the document. Hello, document.
Around they've Hello, been screenshots James. Around basically all of the different scenes of people who have watched these games closely and who can actually pinpoint exactly when the cheating is occurring, when people are looking up at the minimap. And this is due to the set design. The way the set is set up is that players looking over their shoulder, if they tilt their head up and look over their shoulder, they can actually see their opponent's minimap. And if you're familiar with MOBA games at all, you know that this is insane. That the minimap gives away everything. You can pick apart a strategy, anything you like. It's all right there for you to be seeing on the minimap. And if, as you can see here in the screenshot that we have up on the PC, if you actually take the time to look at this, this red jersey wearing player is looking straight up at his opponent's minimap. And so he is able to see exactly what the enemy team is doing, like, right the fuck there. I mean, it's hard to beat that. It's hard to become more obvious than that.
I think there was one where...
And there's that one as well,
Yeah, they pinged the minimap on when they were actually going, and like, for...
I think it's not only the minimap that's the problem. I mean, most likely they should be able to see the big projector, too.
I don't know.
It'd be harder to pick out the big projector, but why? I mean, you have everything right there on that minimap to be able to see everything. And it's actually, if you bring up the TSM one, it's actually more relevant in that case, because TSM, Reginald, they have actually put out videos, and I did watch these videos, stating that their entire strategy revolved around the early game, around the very early game, encountering Azubu Frost, which was the Korean team going into this. And so...
I know a lot of our guys' tactics were... Well, similar, so
it was
can
the same
sort of thing. Picture, by the way?
Counter them in the early game. Counter their early game play. And it was all about that. It was all about just shutting them down in the early game. Yeah. And what happened is that I believe there was a connection issue or something like that. The game lagged out for a split second. But when that happened, TSM looked over and they could clearly see one of the Azubu members looking up at the minimap. And immediately after that, there were pings on the minimap exactly on TSM's position where they were lying in wait to try and trap.
Are these the, like,
members.
The Googles you have to that they use to see the minimap, or why the hell is it so zoomed?
It's zoomed in now. It's just because the image is that. I can't be bothered to zoom out. Let me just fucking... fuck off, Trance.
If you click once, it de-zooms for fuck's sake.
Well, I mean,
yeah, but if it zooms, it's like that, isn't it? You can't see everything.
You fucking idiot.
What?
Jesus fucking Christ.
No. No, it's not, Trance.
Yes, it is.
The loving couple is in a fight now.
All right, well,
pay attention.
You're happy with that, are you, Trance? Is that what you wanted? Or did you want me to bring it up like this and then focus in on the important point down here where the fact is that this team, whoever they may be...
Who should have no idea where these people are right now.
...are dinging... the lane where they're sending five, I mean, I don't know what they are.
Players, I guess.
Yeah.
Meatbags. I heard they actually got warnings for doing stuff like this.
Whoopee-doo.
But then they weren't disqualified, I guess. I haven't read this.
Let's recap the event in a way that when we can get into the drama.
Can we stay just on this point?
No.
No, hold on.
Because I have some points.
We'll get to that.
There are quite a few points to be made. Just to clear something up for you guys, the reason why these pictures are relevant is that this was a tournament build, apparently, of the game, so there was no lag, which a lot of people are saying, well, usually there's a 3-4 minute lag between the game that you can see and what's actually going on in-game for the players. This wasn't the case. The projected image was real-time. So if you were to look up there, you would have real-time information on what was actually going on in the
course.
Game. James, you want to actually go ahead and recap what happened?
Well, I just want to give my opinion. I don't actually care so much about League of Legends.
Yeah.
All I will say is, they started off, it was amazing. Like,
no, it was not.
When the production was good when I watched it.
No.
I think the desk was really
desk.
Funny. That it was desk. Like 3 meters high or 5 meters high, so it looked like midgets. And they after each kind of... shot they had at the desk, they just changed the camera angles. But anyway, just talking about the setups really fast, it's like if you have the screen like this where my Rocket Car logo is, they did it like this.
Wait, can we
to the screen. You need to have a V outside.
Yeah.
Then you cannot cheat in the way that I set it up.
Yeah.
So I think there was a stage that was wrongly set up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they need to have a referees behind it. Like, so each team know if you turn the head, you will get a warning. If you do it twice,
but apparently
you get disqualified.
There was that.
Yeah,
in
but
place
how the hell could it happen then? Several times, it was not Riot giving warnings or anything like that. Also, someone mentioned in the chat about the sun. I mean, for me, it was hilarious that the camera angle on the commentators that they had when they paused the game or couldn't start the second map or whatever it was. Was just in a shot of the player. So when they were talking, I think it was Demon, you could just see how the Riot staff was handling. I think Matt Marco came with a big umbrella. They changed it. They moved it. And, it was just...
trying to cover it up. It was,
I would
like,
say, really hilarious.
Again, it was insane.
But that's the cost of being outside. It's freaking hard to be outside. A very few event who has done it in a good fashion. Normally, it's not so good.
That's usually the reason why you don't do it outside, because it's really, really hard.
Right. They had warm problems and everything like that.
Just to take... We mentioned SBO last week, but just to take that into account, that's why SBO... One of the reasons why SBO got so much flack is that they had people behind the players holding blankets up behind them so that they could actually see the screen. And you would think that, okay, maybe we should avoid that kind of situation in our game where you're playing on a computer screen outside in sunny Los Angeles, where it's not very likely it's going to be cloudy out. you know, maybe Sun might pose a problem.
Yeah, there was moments where players were having a hard time even doing screens.
Yeah, and I think this just showed that
they had to like delay the games because they couldn't actually see anything.
It was the second time Riot did their own event. I think in North American Regionals was the first one. This was the second one. It's not so easy to run events, especially when you're not used to it in the big scale. Of course, I was expecting them not to have these kind of problems.
I mean, you can't expect anyone to have problems on this. It was like a massive, massive thing that happened. No. It shouldn't happen.
But I mean, about these ghosting things, it's even more. I mean, to give one more tip, it's like at the DreamHack Ace Opens, we have interview area in the middle. So so the players from the booth cannot see the screen. We actually put the sofas in the angles, so they're actually blocking it. That's on the kind of level you have to put it on to not make sure that players can ghost.
I mean,
if you haven't done it before, you haven't thought about it.
Yeah. There is that. Some mistakes you have to make. Some mistakes you have to make to actually learn.
Yes.
But the thing is like, you're planning your Super Bowl. You're planning the biggest event you've run so far. And you have all these precedents that you can take a look at. You know, you're using DreamHack examples. The International just happened not too long ago. There's all these events around the world that you can pick and choose from. And they actually have, because it's apparent in the way that they've set things up, that they're taking ideas from people. But then how, you know, do they just have so much faith in their players that, you know, they're like, oh, they're not going to cheat. You know, and they just don't take that into account, or is it just complete oversight?
I think it was oversight. I mean, yeah.
I mean, obviously, the first one would be just ridiculous.
Some players will cheat if they get the opportunity to. It's like a no-brainer.
I can just say, from the first, like, say, 15 minutes of the League of Legends show, I was disappointed. I guess expected more. In several, like, the protection, how it looked, everything like that. I expected more, actually.
But this is their pre-kind of stage up until the main
stage.
One.
So we're going to see some changes, I'm sure.
How did they select who was playing? Because I thought it was...
This is really funny, though. Have you heard the funniest part? It's that five teams qualified into the playoffs, but they had only four teams move on, so they really did a coin flip for which team who had to play like in the first stage.
Which is the money.
Beyond retard. Like, okay, I have done coin flips, but this, you cannot have a format that is so fucked
that's
up
what
like
I
they
thought,
did.
Because I read about it, and I actually didn't believe it, because I just thought that's really stupid. So it was basically five teams who qualified to the main event, and out of those five teams, one team got thrown back into the qualifier event, and that team was...
I guess it was a Taiwanese team. But I don't know.
Because I know team...
Sorry.
It's just...
Yeah. That was retarded.
It's ridiculous.
It's like they added a fifth continent in the end and the format first, and then whoopsie-doopsie, this didn't really work out.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're learning by doing, hopefully.
But a format issue like that... It's even worse than
Newman,
the cancel.
Newman, you still keep saying they keep learning and they're learning as they're doing. I totally disagree. Yeah.
Hopefully they are learning.
Listen, no.
I mean,
no.
Do you want them to get worse?
No. I don't want them to get worse. But they do not learn. What people fail to understand is that they're just basically trying to reinvent the wheel by always making these claims that we're going to make it bigger, better than everything it was before. And listen, they look at the other
stuff.
Maybe they look at the other events and stuff. But I haven't seen them once taken the good things and apply them better. What they do is take new things, which apparently have failed. And it's not the first time they learn. We had an interview, right? There was an interview with the VP of esports from Riot, the guy.
Do you want to read the quote?
Yeah, well, the thing is, okay, I'm going to read the quote. He says, ultimately, we feel our commitment to esports is great for the whole industry. Okay. The rise in production quality, spectator experience, and overall legitimacy of this sport will resonate beyond League of Legends to any serious competitive game. When you start making such quotes and, you know, estimations and everything, and you come up with what they did, it to me looks like, oh, we want it to look great, as in this kind of show, but it's not really looking at any of the core aspects of an esport competitive show. It's like, fancy screens, rotating desks. Oh, they can see the minimap. It's all right. Oh, they're disturbed by the noise from outside. It's all right. Oh, they got sun glare in their faces. It's all right. And I can go on. It's like,
if they're obviously not living up to that quote.
Yeah, of course, they didn't live up to the code, but they always make it sound as if, oh my God, guys, we're going to fucking reinvent the wheel here. And what they do actually just keep failing and failing and putting all the focus on them as esports.
I don't really agree with that. Everybody's like, oh, Riot, esports
is so good for esports.
I mean, honestly,
all the focus goes to Riot, man, not to esports.
Where I stand with Riot now is I already wrote them off a long time ago just because of how they run their company. The shit with, in terms of like, hey, we want exclusive on this. We want, like, they even told EG to fucking not have a, Dota 2 team, whatever MOBA games. They told Dignitas. But
if they did that, we would obviously.
You would say no.
Okay.
But
okay.
The point that they asked just says to me, Newman, they have no fucking idea of the philosophy of how esports was grown, which is region. Like, the thing is, it's like it's not an esports game that makes an esports. It's the fucking community and the whole encompassing thing. And so the problem is that I have with Riot is that when I talk to StarCraft 2 players and I talk to Quake Live players and I talk to Dota 2 players, they're all in it, and the company behind them are all in it to support their growth of their game as well as to support esports and generate, you know, more people to come in and watch. The problem I have with Riot is they're not in it for the growth of esports. It's bullshit. They're in it for the growth of their game. It's
of
like,
course.
They're presenting it as the growth of esports. And so they ask for all these stupid things like, hey, Barcraft, we don't want to send you swag unless you can just have League of Legends, because we don't want StarCraft getting bigger, because that would grow esports. And it's just a fucking retarded way of running a business, and it's exactly the reason why, like, you like companies that are like, we are just going to put our product out there, we're going to be like, hey, if you like what we do, that's great, we're going to continue doing it, rather than the companies which are like, here's our product. We're going to strong arm the competition, make sure nobody goes into their angle, because we don't want to compete with them, because if they've got a better product, we're all shit, we could be losing gamers. And it's just absolute bullshit. And Riot, they can spend as much money as they want, and they can support, you know, the players, but it's just a fucking marketing tool for them. It's not esports, it's a massive marketing tool. It's, hey, we're doing this to grow ourselves and grow our company and grow our user base and sell more red pants or whatever the fuck you buy in that game. And it's just like, I'm just like fucking bored of it. I'm just so fucking bored of League of Legends. I don't blame the kids who are like 14 years old and they're like, oh yeah, but they're doing a great job because they're giving us a shit ton of money. That's great. Because you're a kid potentially getting a shit ton of money. And they can't say otherwise. They can't be like, oh, Riot are doing things badly for esports. They're like, Riot are doing a great thing for esports because we're in tournaments, we've got jobs, and we're doing it this way. But the whole philosophy of the company is just like, I'm completely just done with. I just can't be bothered with them.
All right.
And as the commissioner of esports, which obviously I am, I've never been like,
I'm going to give you one more quote from that VP of esports interview.
I don't disagree with
the first. No, wait, this is important.
Like, is this a monologue or is it a discussion?
No, well, I don't know.
Say whatever you want.
Or is it just ranting?
Bring your point, it's fine. Bring your point.
Things that are becoming much more apparent with Riot is that people are starting to catch on why they're in esports. When I set up companies and do projects and I do things within esports, it's not to make myself more famous or be able to make more money myself. It's to create things for so many other people and the growth of the whole of esports outside of just one, you know, aspect. And Riot are just really focusing on themselves. And I think esports has grown from a community and a philosophy where we're all in it together. We all want to succeed. We want to promote everybody at every chance possible. And they're literally like, you should just promote us. We're the biggest. We got the most money. We're going to take it to the next level. We're doing everyone a huge favor by being here, by the way, because look how much money we're spending and how many people we're bringing in. I don't think
anyone in here disagrees with you on that.
But the thing
point
is, the community
is strong,
catching
strong
on,
other
and
people.
I had them.
You're not
like,
allowed to speak, Newman.
Yeah. Come on, no, you're free to speak, and every time you want.
Come I don't on, think anyone is really disagreeing with you on the point where they basically, if they do that, if they strong arm, I haven't seen any proof of that, but I guess it's.
I stop you.
No. Let me. I got a quote. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, quote. But I'm assuming it's true because everyone is saying it's true. I'm an old organizer, so I'm guessing it's true.
Quote from the VP of Esports of Riot in the interview with Slasher.
I'm just gonna read it out for the people out there.
If you want the full interview with this Riot VP, you can find it at GameSpot. Slasher interviewed him. He posted that shit. So shout out to Slasher.
Yeah.
Chance, take it.
Here's the quote. Slasher asks, are there exclusivity agreements set in place with different organizations regarding not running concurrent Dota/MOBA titles at the same time? Do you see this as basic business? Here's his response. Anybody could strike a deal with a league that includes a period of exclusivity. This is great for the leagues because it means they're in high demand. And why wouldn't they be? MLG, ESL, and IPL put on great events. Of course we want League of Legends to be in the spotlight at these events. Part of the rationale for these kinds of contracts is that it gives us the ability to have a greater influence on the spectator experience to better meet fan expectations.
Yeah, and that's obviously bullshit, so... Yeah.
Not strongholding, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a bad thing. I think they should compete.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
exactly
all we're saying.
So yeah, I can tell you, Newman, from my experience, when I was working at Bloodline Champions as eSport manager, I got passed a contract from an event organizer that still exists said that Bloodline Champions, Heroes of New Earth, any Dota or any conflicting MOBA games or League of Legends would not be allowed to appear in this league while I was working as an eSport manager.
Yeah.
I probably can't say because I actually got told this information and said, please don't say. But I was told by someone who owns a team within esports and told not to say that basically he was told, yes, to have a League of Legends team, please drop your Dota 2 team.
Who was this you said?
I just fucking said I can't say because he said don't say.
Uh-huh.
So, but the point is me, respectable, doesn't bullshit around. And it's just fucking true.
Yeah, that might be true. I mean, it just
might be true.
Yeah,
you're
it might be true.
Questioning me, you.
Yeah, I am. Because we haven't been told that.
This isn't a monologue.
To be honest, I rather question Sir Scoots and EG, who is the only one officially claiming that EG has that Riot has claimed it. I think it could be a miscommunication. To be honest, because when I speak to all the other big teams, no one has ever heard about it. The rumor is spread from EG, from what I can tell. Maybe it's true, maybe everybody else is lying to me. I have no clue. And maybe it's interesting, but to me, I've not tried to find the truth. The only thing that I can see is that Fnatic signed one Dota 2 team. They're getting one other Dota 2 team, but League of Legends is a really important team for them. Dignitas, they have a really strong League of Legends team. They're still signing a Dota 2 team. I can see CLG, they build on the foundation of League of Legends. Still, they signed a Dota 2 team. Are they kicking them out? Maybe, maybe not. They got it from it. So the proofs for me is still that the organizations are getting Dota 2 teams. They are not dropping them. And they are keeping their League of Legends teams too. So, I don't know.
I don't think EG...
For DreamHack officially, I've said it. Wait. James, you've been speaking now for like 20 minutes about
this. I'm worth listening to.
Okay.
I don't want to speak.
You have to be upset.
Sorry, can I just say that I don't think EG they probably aren't lying either. They probably got some sort of communication from Riot, where they either basically were told that outright or that's how they.
But I'm just going to reply to you, Hellspawn, and say what has happened wasn't what Riot wanted to happen. That's all you need to know.
I want to hear what else one has to say.
I give people shit all the time. You're actually upset.
No, but it's just... Yeah. Anyway, that's just what I can say. It's the same thing. I claimed it several times. To DreamHack Riot has never talked about exclusivity. I think that Nassel has exclusivity with Heroes of New Earth. I would guess. I don't know. Yeah. Does IPL have it with League of Legends? Maybe. I think so. I don't know. Do they have an MG? I don't think so, but I don't know. That's just how I see it. And I don't think it's a problem to have exclusivity. It's up to what you want and what you can offer. I don't see it being like killing esports. It's too many running tournaments, it's too many teams, it's too much of everything just to someone taking over. Like the only part is that I think history, of course, and having been in the business for a long term, do counts. And to me, Riot and also Valve are the new ones into esports. That's just how I look at it. Like we talked about last week, that I see that id and Capcom are the ones who've been in the industry for a long time, or Microsoft, for example. So, I don't know.
All right, so what will happen with Riot, in my opinion, is that the next stage for them will be the teams that they have, they will try and own. For example, like just own CLG, own TSM, just like take over these brands and make sure that they are. Teams like Dignitas that have a League of Legends team, they'll probably attempt to own in the future. Take your team away and just give it its own brand name, throw it under. Newman's nodding, by the way, just to let you know. And it's really just all part of how to grow esports wrong and how to run a shit company.
It's natural progression for American sports, though, because they're basically trying to copy NFL.
Like UFC. Exactly. So
it's like a natural step if you're American, I guess. I don't think they're. I think they might try.
You know who's, you know who's, I don't in, think you know who's in Riot, right? It's yeah. Jason Katz.
Yeah.
The guy that worked at CGS.
Yes.
Houseborn, look. Don't. You're cute, Houseborn, okay? We have that still. If everything we lose in our friendship.
No, but it's just. I'm just. I don't have much to say.
But even if they try and if they succeed with a couple of the teams, is that a bad thing?
For me, like I said before, is that my problem is what Riot earned the two first year of the League of Legends game, and now they're investing for these 2 years to come. Will that really pay off? I have a hard time. Hello, okay. James.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Houseborn. Sorry.
I have a hard time to see it happening. The only solution would be that the next game from Riot would be as big, if not bigger, as League of Legends. So that normally doesn't happen. So that's my worry part. I'm not so worried about they are the strongest and biggest game in the world. They are taking over esports and so on and so forth. Like, I think esports is bigger. It's such a big variety, it doesn't matter what Riot I think we need does or doesn't do.
We need competition as well. We need League of Legends to really do well, and we really need Dota to do well as well. So it's.
I'm happy when they do well.
I think we need StarCraft to do well, because at the moment StarCraft is kind of falling behind, it feels like.
But in my non-professional opinion, Riot are spending too much money for the size of their game. Someone will come in over the next 2 years, look at what they're doing, and look at the return of investment. They will be like, who the fuck's in charge of this? Jason Katz will be like, oh, I'm going for a new job now. Their esports side of things will get axed massively. They'll release a new game, and it will not be anywhere near as good as what it would need to be to also have a place in esports. And I also think that part of their strategy is, which isn't a bad strategy, is build this kind of circuit and then add another game to it, because then you control, you know, once again, everything for your company. Within 3 to 4 years, I don't expect to see League of Legends as an esport game. And I think a good esport game stays around for 10, minimum 5.
You're assuming that their ROI is shit, though. It might be really good, because we don't have any numbers, so it's hard to say. If they got more than 500,000, 600,000 on a live stream watching the game, I think they got lots of people buying stuff.
As I said, someone will actually come in and look at the numbers. Yeah. But I just think that if they want to keep growing this way and invest in like the teams and invest, like the prize money is not even the biggest cost of that event.
Yeah, but in the end, the teams will probably be self-sustained with outside sponsors. Like real esports teams are at the moment. I don't think Riot will have to up the investment in the teams a lot if they.
Yeah, but we'll see.
We'll see.
That's just my unprofessional opinion.
Yeah, but I think you can also add this part that Riot were the first to really master the microtransaction system. Everybody's looking at them, so they are the ones who really made it in that regard, which I think is a really big thing to give them credits for. I think also seeing how they took on the Korean scene in 6 months, they made League of Legends from nothing to the biggest game in Korea. They took over both Brood War and StarCraft II. They made a really impressive the champion, and it seems like to some extent that saved OGN too. I don't have facts, but that's just what I can assume. I also look at it in the way that Riot has most likely been the trendsetters for organizations like ESL, DreamHack, IPL, MLG, and so on and so forth, and also teams that over the last 12 years, esport hasn't generated money. Normally organizations die, normally teams die. And at least the ones who survive are not going out like wealthy. That's the normal way. And I think that what Riot brings in is actually developer money, which are more money than anyone else can bring into the industry.
Yeah, but is that
so?
The,
wait.
Sorry.
So
finish.
I think that I don't say it's the reason, but I think that maybe if Riot hadn't done what they did, we wouldn't have seen the International, we wouldn't have seen WCS, and I think that they bring in a strong point. Before that, it was more or less only ID who was bringing in money with the QuakeCon part, and maybe someone else. But I think that the Riot has done really good for esports overall. I think that they are doing a lot of stupid things. Yes, I think they are doing stuff that are questionable. Yes, but of course everybody gonna go and look for the big one and saying this is so bad, they're destroying everything. And no, I wouldn't say like from my point, it's no. But sorry, I don't like the game to follow it. The only part from the Season 2 finals that I enjoyed was a recap they did over like 5 or 7 minutes. That one I actually enjoy. Actually, I got some kind of like feeling for the teams and the actual games. But watching the whole show for 14 hours is not my cup of tea.
Right. So, but my question to you regarding what you just said.
I agree with everything, by the way.
Okay, Newman. But Hellspawn, my question to you. Do you feel that this is the way to go forward in a sustainable way? That Riot is doing it right now, which is developer money, pumping developer money, and not only pumping developer money, but pumping the focus solely. Let me finish. The focus to your game, because you said, okay, I agree. They're progressing esports, they're helping esports, but it's developer money, like you said, end of the day. Do you feel that's the way to go for the future?
Yes. No. Trance.
I'm asking Hellspawn, dude.
Let me answer. Like, I don't think at all that developer money are dirty money in any regards. I think that esports is like one of the most cheapest market you can ever do. So doing promotion within esports is really good business. I mean, look at what Nadeo is doing with Chipmania, look at Riot, look at all these different companies putting in money and marketing throughout like Twitch or OWN or doing esports tournaments or whatever. It's a good way of getting the game into the system and see if it's a good product. Yeah, then we.
And the question is, when do you pull out?
When do you, yeah?
We haven't seen Riot any intention
of
pulling out.
I don't have a look into Riot.
All I can see is they're trying to stronghold more and more of that audience. To me, it doesn't look like really supporting it. It's like, yeah, we throw money at it. We're here. We're gonna stay here. But when is LoL gonna be a self-sustainable? You know what I mean? Like StarCraft and so on.
That's not part of maybe Riot's business model.
Yeah, so back to my question, is this the way to go to the future?
If they put in $25 million into Season 2, $25 million, for example, we'll say that, and they can make $50 million from it just because of microtransactions, it's good business.
And maybe they can afford a backup internet line, I agree. But still, I don't see it as a viable option.
The whole fucking
point. So it's not a problem.
I think James wants to talk. He's roaring to talk.
He's dying to talk.
Basically, to sum it up, right, guys, in esports, the people that benefit the most from having their game as an esport is the publisher and the developer of the game, which makes it no problem that if people want to spend money to push their game. In fact, it's fucking great because they have the largest return. So the more Riot spend, yes, the more return they're going to get. The more other people spend on that product, still Riot will get the more return. And esports over the years has always been built up from sponsorships, organizations outside of the influence of the game developer and publisher who were getting a big return. So it's obvious and it's the way forward that game developers and publishers are going to want to put in the money because they get the biggest return. What I am complaining about and what is the point of this conversation is that, and what I started, is that esports, the way that it's been built up, it's the whole industry has grown to be like, this is our product, this is what we're doing, and no one's trying to restrict anybody. And that's the whole point of esports. It's like anyone can participate, anyone can play, anyone can, you know, we're an international phenomenon. We're not like, you know, and so someone's come in with a company philosophy which is similar to dickhead company philosophies, which is a strong arm philosophy where they're still spending the money, but they're trying to restrict in different areas. So they're not actually growing the whole of esports despite them spending the money, they're growing primarily their game. But they would have a better benefit, and esports would have a better benefit if they were just like, hey guys, here's our money, here's our tournaments, here's our product. If you like it, that's great. If not, there's other stuff going on, but we're happy you're here, and we're happy we made all these jobs from the Riot money. That's the whole point. It is the developer and the publisher that do get the best benefit. So it's no problem whatsoever how much money they want to put in. But I still feel, as someone that would look at this, that potentially, and I don't know, as you know, their user base and how much people are spending and what percent, but I do know from free-to-play games what percent spend, etc. That there is, I think it's like an overspend, but that doesn't really bother me. But it's more of how they're running it within the esports industry that it's just completely like blah, whatever to me. And it's just like, well, you know, why are you even here? Like, why don't you just call yourself the Riot Gaming Tour? Like, you know, do we really need to label you with us? Because you obviously don't walk the same path we do. You walk your own path. And you say, yeah, all these companies have got money from them. That's great. I run a studio. I don't do any League of Legends content apart from when I talk about it now. DreamHack doesn't need Riot's money to exist. Sure, Intel Extreme Masters probably got a big boost in finances from it. But that's no different than the next game that will come along. When Reborn comes out and I want it like on big stages, I'll pay for it because then it's my benefit when more people buy the game. But it's just how they run as a company. It's just it's just whatever to me.
I didn't really follow.
I think we should move on because I think we can basically talk about this forever.
I just want to put one part, and it was what James said, is that I think the word esports is like, you know, you just throw it in to get goodwill. Activision with Call of Duty, yeah, we're going esport with Black Ops 2. DICE with Battlefield 3, it's esports. And, biggest like, you know, ever. We're going to have a bar with nerds, it's esport. It's like, you know, esports and esports. You just want to throw yourself with the word because it sends good vibrations into it. And I could say that from the foundation, I think that League of Legends is not such a great esport game. But it's still esport because they're competing in a tournament environment and fucking people love it. I mean, it's the biggest game ever, more or less. So,
I think the danger
just
is that
it doesn't suit me. I don't care about that. If people love it, it's great. I can see at DreamHack, people show up to Dota 2, they show up to Haunt, they show up to StarCraft, Street Fighter, Quake, and everything, but League of Legends is the biggest. That's just how it is.
Yeah. That's great.
And people can say, yeah, they are, you know, boosting the numbers on the streams and so on. Yeah, but still, shit ton of people are showing up. The interest, you must have seen it last year. It was packed. It was like they had to close the doors for more than 1 hour. Why? I don't know. But people were watching League of Legends.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Anything with that.
Does anybody want to make a comment as far as Wheat?
I feel really sorry for DJ Wheat, by the way, that had to go out there and apologize by himself.
I haven't seen it, though.
Neither have I.
Basically, they said, we're going to a break and we'll be back with an announcement after the whole CLG versus World Elite game didn't finish in X hours. And then when they came back, DJ Wheat just had to go on stage and be like, sorry, guys, we're not going to be doing this.
So had he been the host the entire time?
Yes. With Rachel. I think Rachel was also.
I don't think it's a massive thing, but I guess someone from Riot really should have gone onto stage with him. Because, I mean, DJ Wheat's a familiar face as well. It would be weird if someone else came on, I think. But everyone is making like a massive thing. I mean, it's just
tournament problems at the end of the day. Yeah. That's just really what it's.
I don't think it's tournament problems.
Yeah. But, I mean, my beef with them isn't that the fact they might have had problems, it's just how they run their company within esports. That's just my beef.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really happy they're here in so many ways because, as you mentioned, there's loads of players coming in. There's, you know, events. You know, but it's just they don't. They can. They could be such this amazing company because they have the resources and the player base to do it. And I don't know what they're afraid of.
I just see, like, you know, Counter-Strike being in the game. People got brought into esports. Then World of Warcraft was into the gaming and follow all the tournaments and so on and so forth. And League of Legends is just the next game. Like, that's just how it is.
It's just sad. I don't know. I'm not going to really contribute to this whole conversation. Everything that's needed to be said has been said already. It's just, I guess, my main gripe, and I main gripe in general is just that it's a shame that it's just a dumbed down version of the game, and it really reflects on what appeals to people these days.
Yeah, StarCraft 2 is a dumbed down version of Quake.
We're elitists, like we are. Like, okay, like when I play games, I'm an elitist twat. And the thing is, it's like it doesn't matter if they're a simpler version. They can be the doorman of esports. You know what I mean? Like look all fancy.
Sure, man. They can be the weed of esports. You know, and then it opens it up to the harder shit. But it's interesting.
You have to finish on the DJ Weed stuff as well. Anyone saying DJ Weed is like a sellout or anything is a moron. People are saying DJ Weed is a sellout and an idiot and stuff like that for working with Riot, and they're basically fuck
I
you.
I work for Riot. I want
to say that's just people just talk so much.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen shitloads of stuff like that. I mean, accusing DJ Weed of everything and like, fuck you.
Although it was interesting that both Rachel and DJ Weed more or less only were presenters and nothing else. They were not like, you know, throwing around anything. And for me also, like Riventon, and who is a freak, he's called?
Yeah, freak. Hmm.
The first segment of the first day, it looked like they had party for like 1 week, coming there, being really like drunk or anything, because it looked like they didn't want to be there. And then when Demon came on, and this other guy, they were brilliant in that regard. I didn't see day two, day three, I don't know. But
I thought Freak and Rivington were fine when I watched them on day two, I think it was.
Yeah, maybe they just had a bad first day. Or
I think they're also involved in the actual whole event. They're not just there as commentators, they're actually employees. So you have to think the amount of work that they probably have to do.
It could be that just someone is constantly speaking in their ear. So that's why normally you can get the feeling that you throw up. Or if you hear yourself, it can also be that you almost feel like you want to throw up. You know, if something is really loud in your own voice at the venue, if it ever happened to you, probably to you, James, at some point.
What?
When you speak as a host and you hear yourself so loud, so you're almost throwing up. Ever happened to you?
Had that feeling.
No. Okay, it's happened at Remix once in a while, I can say.
Really?
And that's just how it is.
To give you information on that, really, we just did as he was told. Like there was no excuse made for people saying, you know, that there were excuses made, etc., on the part of Riot. He had nothing. They didn't tell him anything. They just said go and take care of it, basically.
Because normally, both the host and the casters are scripted. I know this at PAX, at North American Regionals, both the casters and the host did have script written by someone at Riot, which is really, like, you know, professional, like doing in TV, and it's like really
boring.
A lot of effort into it. But, boring. Of course, doesn't bring out the personalities.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how TV rolls. So.
Yeah, TV, why do you think TV is shit?
Depends on who wrote the script as well. It could have been themselves, but yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's right doing it.
Let's move on from this topic. It's getting boring. Let's just agree on LOL being awesome and Dota being shit.
Right, I don't agree with that.
Newman, you're going to get shanked. Like, you're going to walk out into town tomorrow, some Dota fanboy is going to walk up to you.
I mean, I like both games. I played Dota 2 more than LOL, so it's weird.
How much have you played the Dota?
Two games of Dota, one game of LOL.
I play World of Warcraft.
Do you really? Do you still play?
Yeah, I think 90 on Sunday.
Sweet, man.
Going with my warrior.
I play Train Simulator 2013.
Yeah. That's what you can be the best in the world with.
Off the rails. No, I'm best at Bob the Builder.
Oh, that's a cool game.
Fucking good.
I know, cool.
yeah.
Alright. Good pace.
Stuff. I mean, it just sucks. It's too bad.
Yeah, it just sucks that ended in the way it did.
How the hell can you cancel it? It's just unbelievable.
Like, I actually think the next stage of their event is going to be really amazing. it can be better than the international. Like, it, yeah, it can be in production. I love their replays when they did them during the game, but that's because when there's a replay of something actually good happening in League of Legends, you know there's not going to be something good happening for the next 20 minutes afterwards anyway. Unlike Dota, where there's always something fun happening. Mm. So it was easy to get a replay in while the game was live. I also thought the League... I do have to admit, though, just to talk about the game, I think it's so flawed as an eSport game in terms of how people were playing it, like, just... Like, some of the games are just absolutely atrocious, and I really wouldn't want to pay to be spectating that in any way, shape, or form. For example, like, you know in Dota 2, just to give an example, in Dota 2 you've got Roshan, right? When you're the team that's in the lead, and you've got an advantage, and your cooldowns are up on your ulties, you're pretty much going to go Roshan. If it's an optimal position, sometimes you want to force the enemy to either come to you to take a fight that you think you'll win because you're stronger, or if they don't, you've got this huge buff.
Counter-Strike versus Call of Duty.
No, it's completely different. It's the game design. So Dota 2 Roshan, when you go for it, you D-ward, and then you get in there, right? And then the team, they're pretty much blind unless they have a few abilities, but they have to come or they have to react. The problem is, I saw this game where Baron Geddon in League of Legends, where one team, I think it was CLG, wanted to do it, but they were trying to fake it out constantly. But the other team could place wards from this far fucking away. And this far away was, like, too far for the other team to be able to initiate with Flash as a team, which is that stupid ability that everyone has. Well, maybe it's not stupid, I don't know. But it just made the whole situation like that's broken. Because there's no way that you should be able to just keep them out just by collecting a small amount of gold to buy wards and place them a huge difference where you're safe from. And it was just, it was really horrible. I mean, I don't hate League of Legends. I played it, and I actually, it was fine. It was quite fun. But, at the end of the day, I was just like, it's not for me. But I think, honestly, some of the design within that game is so much more for a casual, fun side of things rather than a top-end esports.
I don't disagree.
Isn't that, like, the idea of League of Legends?
The idea of League of Legends is to be casual, yeah.
And then, like, I spoke to Wicked, and these guys are really nice. And Wicked's like, yeah, everyone says that League of Legends is, you know, easy, but there's been some Dota pros that came over, and they didn't go pro. And I said, well, the reason you go pro in a game is because you love the game. They probably didn't like it as much as they like Dota, but were there maybe because of the money. Casual. And I said it's not because they failed at it. I said, you are more than capable, Wicked, of being a professional Dota 2 player. If you fall in love with the game and play it, there's not, like, some sort of handicap if you're a League of Legends player. The people who play it are just, you know, the same as the Dota 2 guys.
I have a question, James. People have that misconception
as well.
Let's say that Riot has 15 million active players. Can we say that?
15 million.
Million. 1-5. Active.
Okay.
You think it's correct?
Active 15 accounts? Million active accounts. How many... What would you... Peak concurrence for the
game? No, but I just ask a question if you agree with the estimate, just to make a dialogue. 50 million active accounts. Is that okay with you?
Seems, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay, we go with 15?
You can.
How many of those 50 million players are forced to play League of Legends because of money?
Okay.
50,000?
You're asking me questions, but you can just answer them yourself.
50,000 or 5,000 or 1,000?
How many are forced to play because of money?
Yes. Because they want to win money in it.
It's just a tiny percent.
So let's say
it's
that like 14,955,000 people are not forced to play it because of money.
No one's
How many
forced to
of
play
those
of money,
do
though?
Want to play the game to earn money in the future because they see it's a big prize pool?
Basically.
1 million, 2 million, 3 million?
Ask yourself the questions, because the way you're asking me, I'm just thinking that you think I'm retarded, but when I worked with... on World of Warcraft, in terms of as a commentator, everyone knew that the percent of people that actually wanted to play esports was like 0.05% of the 0.005% that were interested in Arena, and they were only in there to get items. So what you're saying is, to sum it up quickly, yes, the people that play esports within League of Legends is a very small percent. Is that what you wanted to say?
No, the thing I wanted to say is that the game is really good and a lot of people like to play the game.
Yes,
and they do like to follow the tournaments and the best players. And those who are good, they want to be better to maybe earn some money. So the chain is working. It's a good way of doing it.
Or?
I got bored of this conversation 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. I completely agree, House One. And also, should I mention, you're very cute.
Perfect.
Especially when you're angry.
I'm not angry.
Anyway. The circle is complete.
Yeah. Circle of life. Let's eat pie. I don't like pie. That's the funny part with everything, but
you don't know what pie is. It doesn't. Swedish pie is different than English pie. You know that, right?
Is that how it is?
Yeah. What's pie for you here?
It's like it.
It's quiche. It's a quiche. Your pie is quiche. Is
one
it like
of those.
A savory?
But you have blueberry pie also.
Ah, only blueberry pie.
No, or apple pie.
The Swedish specialty, okay. Taco pie.
But you call quiches pie. It's weird.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just a quiche.
I think we have other things that are strange, like translated.
So, are you saying that you don't like pie, House One? Because no. I call you a liar. I say you love pie. Take a look at this picture. On my screen, Trans, when you get ready to
tell me that one. Yeah, it's a good one.
Here we go. Is that a pie?
Or I don't know what that is.
That's the question.
It looks like maybe a little like a meat pie or something.
Yeah. It looks nice.
A bit of meat pie.
Doesn't look so jummy to be honest.
Anyway, yeah, sorry to rant and be complete cocks on the show, but we didn't promise you anything else actually. So.
Yeah, really.
isn't that a point?
I'm just saying, let's hey Apollo, you're here. Let's all focus on Apollo for a moment and change subject. Nice. Hey, have you seen Newman's socks?
I did laugh at that before.
You laughed at that, yeah. What socks are you wearing?
Black ones that say Friday.
It's
you're wearing
Tuesday.
Friday socks on a Tuesday. Yeah. You're wild.
Every day is a Friday for Apollo.
What next? Going to play League of Legends? That fucking shit game. Oh, sorry. Sorry, we left it. That's fine. this show is crap.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Yeah, I invited the wrong guests.
Nah. You want to move on?
You should sit here 1 week. It's really fun up here.
I don't want to be in the desk
I
next
got a swivelly
to you.
Chair.
You're just going to buck me even more.
No, I'll sit over there. What are we talking about now? Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Let's talk about Halo and Microsoft.
Oh, is that where
if you're wondering,
now?
Riot, I am looking for a job.
Yeah.
You want to talk about this?
Yeah.
I would laugh if Trans and Tugut joined Riot.
I think hell would freeze over before that happened.
No, I think it happens tomorrow.
If there isn't a hell.
Blizzard guy joined, the eSport Blizzard guy. He wasn't really eSport, he was more community manager, but gets the title of eSport because they merged eSport and community management in Blizzard. And he went to Riot.
Ilya. It's kind of interesting, actually. He had a bad first event, I can say. He announced that he joined Riot a few hours before hell broke loose, so that was sad for him. But he did
nice start.
Good with WCS, I would say.
We all know that Mark Alberts, anyway, and Burned pretty much ran that eSports stuff for Blizzard anyway.
And
so there's no real loss.
But I would say that Ilya was for sure the main guy behind the project. Like,
really? No, yes. WCS he was. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But how hard is it to pull off WCS, no offense?
Yeah, it must have been really easy within Blizzard. He said more or less like he don't want to work with Blizzard because he's fucking chained or something like that. Didn't he say that?
Who said that?
I don't know. What?
All right, mate.
Gunrun. They're never going to have Sand King Gunrun. It's just not going to happen, mate.
All right, let's move on. Let's get back to the show.
Riot Semler, yeah. I had my nickname before LOL came out, so they fucking stole it from me.
We got a pretty strong case there to get a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Let's sue. Fucking American right here. I sue everybody that breathes. Let's do it. I guess next topic coming up, we're going to get off the LOL hate boat, whatever. So, cool. Biggest event of the year. They fucked up. Good on them. It's a shit game, so whatever. Who cares? New Microsoft rules. Basically, can't monetize any Microsoft copyrighted game footage. Affects Halo YouTubers most. Now, this is a pretty big development. It just came out a couple days ago, apparently. But Hellspawn and Newman, do you guys have anything to say regarding this topic?
We're just really tired up here, I can tell. So we're just like
moving everything.
Just fucking throw it to the guests.
It's obviously a bad thing. I mean, for everyone that was...
Hey, you know who Microsoft remind me of? A little bit. Riot.
You know what? Yeah.
Did I mention
I was
about Riot?
I was actually thinking of Microsoft before, because I mean, the hate towards Riot kind of resembles the hate towards Microsoft. It's kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, this isn't something that's going to make the hate towards Microsoft any less, I guess. I mean, yeah, I'm not sure how Twitch will be affected by this, but I saw MLG won't be affected, at least.
No, because of the
just to make sure, since we haven't mentioned what exactly this rule means.
Yeah, someone should probably mention that.
Yeah. Basically, you're not allowed to monetize anymore any Microsoft copyrighted content. Yeah.
It's all about the copyright. Yeah. It's fucking dinosaur.
Most affected one would be Halo, I guess.
I was going to stream me playing Windows.
I wonder if that will affect like hardware reviews.
No, they were mentioning
well.
Games. This was games,
only games. Okay.
Targeted. Games, yes, only. Games. Yeah, Microsoft, I mean, copyrighted games.
I was going to go big in Minesweeper.
No, I don't know what they want. I don't know.
I mean, you kind of from an economist point of view, you kind of get why they do it, but from like a PR standpoint and from a marketing standpoint, they're fucking idiots.
Oh, it's money, man. Basically. It's fucking money. It's the same thing that just happened, the six strike law that's going through.
Short term, they won't make any money. Long term, they'll lose money.
Hey, Trance. Trance, I'm going to get us a lawsuit. PR. Check this out.
It's just bad PR, but it's a small...
Fuck you,
small
Microsoft. You can't control me. Run and have it. I'm making millions, Microsoft, and you, oh no, fuck you, Bill.
What did they update Minesweeper? There's like stats and stuff.
It's Microsoft Corporation. This Minesweeper, yeah, got stats in it. I'm going.
You know what? I played.
We're fucked.
We're gonna get this shut down.
I played that
the
game
end,
a lot.
Guys. I played Minesweeper.
Always when I listen to like talk shows and stuff like that, I always played those games. Harper and Ray. MSRI.
I'm just waiting for the Microsoft SWAT team. You're going to be branded. Through the door.
Dude, the black helicopters.
Kick you in the face. Do it, man.
The black helicopters are launching.
So
yeah, but I mean, to sum that up, bad.
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 Bad. Okay,
bad.
Next.
Bad.
Next. That's how we should do every segment from now on. EVE Online first cash tournament, $10,000. So there's a tournament for EVE.
Bad.
Bad?
What?
No, my question is, will people play on a like a level playing field? Because I know that you can like join corporations and stuff in that game, and you can have like massive advantages.
Apparently, they're addressing that issue by making it's based on teams now. So you have players with accounts; they have to join a team. They can't join two teams.
So will they play in like an arena or something? Or
yeah, essentially that. But the big thing is though is that it's just. Well, to bring it up, they put the esports tag on it. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty funny. You know, like,
esports,
it's in vogue.
It's like
one
of these buzzwords, like gamification. That's being.
Oh, man, esports is hot shit right now.
Yeah, it's hot, like, man.
Everybody jump on it.
It's a big deal. Soon it's going to be really random esports seminars and random hotels.
I also
and
feel
stuff.
Relevant that we should probably point out, speaking of EVE with that tournament, still better than League of Legends?
Well, of course.
More casual or less casual?
I don't know.
Dude, you gotta be hardcore to play that game.
Stop beating it.
I don't play Dota because I lose. It's too hard.
I'll stop beating it, guys. I'm sorry.
No, I'm really good now.
The horse is in the corner over there. yeah, there's... So the EVE tournament has been announced. You guys can find the link. It's over at the EVE Online
.com
community.
News?
Actually, shout-outs to, I think it was Gimbal. Gimbal from the Gimbal and Arn show. He sent me a link earlier. He was like, hey, if you guys haven't heard, check this out.
And it's really, like, if they just do that, and even if they throw the name esports in, it's actually good for us. Because they're just like, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
We're using esports because you're playing competitively for money. It doesn't have to be a good esport game. But the fact is, they're not trying to say no one else.
There's, like, levels of iron in that.
Esport. No, it's serious. It's actually good. Fuck you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was fucking serious, you dickhead.
So we're saying the exact same thing about LOL. And then
then I came in and said, you know what, I don't like them. Because they're racist.
They're 14?
Alright.
The last topic we have on the document for the day.
Yay!
Yeah, boy!
And then we go into 30 minutes of question and answers with Hellspawn.
Hellspawn, you're not even on the show.
That's like one question and one answer.
Sat there,
He's doing a similar impression right now, basically. So I'm just that? You know chilling, watching the screen.
You said anything, James?
Yeah. Nothing important. Hellspawn.
As good. Always.
That's yeah.
Just discussing your sex life.
Ah, that's really good, actually.
Alright, talk about
the topic. Alright, last topic. Well, you've already got the topic right there. I don't actually have to say anything. It's right there on the fucking screen. They can read it. If you guys are literate. Okay. So, as you all can read, groups announced for the Asus ROG GD Invitational. That'll be happening this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's two groups of four, eight players total. They'll be competing for a $10,000 cash prize, and if you want to know who will be playing...
So it's this weekend, then, I guess.
Yes, it is this weekend.
So that's why you cleaned the house.
Exactly, man. The house is clean, and we're going to tear it all apart.
We got women at the house now. Yeah. We've seen them.
Yeah, I guess they're the ones cleaning.
They're upstairs.
Did you bring him in for...
What do we got? Oh, admin. I got to announce the admin. Shout out to Stazo. He is the DreamHack admin. He's going to be adminning it for us. He's a boss. Thank you, Stazo.
Is really bad.
No, he's not. Don't say that, Hellspawn. That's hateful.
I said this is really bad.
Oh, okay. This is really bad.
What's really bad?
Who do we have?
He says he's not. Okay, good.
Who?
What?
He's my admin.
Fucking bullshit. Admins. He's mine. I stole him. Stazo, don't fucking lie in chat. Chat is sacrosanct. You don't touch that. All right. If you guys want to know what the groups are, they're posted on Team Liquid. Group A is Lucifron, let's see, Thorzane, Nidend, and Liquid Rhett. So you got four there. Pretty good spread. Two Terrans, the Toss, and a Zerg. And then Group B, you have Stefano, Mana, Cass, and Elfie. Also pretty badass. We got such a good skill spread here. Spread of skill. Nobody's going to obviously stomp anybody else.
And you know what, Newman?
What's that?
I think the Asus ROG tournament will blow the Riot Season 2 finals out of the water.
Think so? So, no technical problems, I guess? Nope. We'll see.
Is it GSL final?
I'll be on the Team Liquid Forums waiting for something to happen, then I'll start flaming.
It's WCS finals, right, at the same time?
Our tournament's going to be a big part of shit.
Asia, it's gonna be good.
Different time zone. But it's a
different, and you know what? At our StarCraft 2 tournament,
there's
going to be no fucking League of Legends.
The WCS...
It's in the contract.
Asia Finals. Ain't that at the same time as your event?
Anyone doing Barcraft for your event? No League of Legends.
Yeah. If you want to do a Barcraft for our event, no pina coladas, you faggots. You can come though, Newman.
Thank you.
Just gin and tonic for you.
I'll just stay outside.
That was fine if you clicked on
them. I'm telling you.
I'm too tired for this, man.
I don't know what's...
That was fucked up.
Okay, great. That was great.
What you made him laughing upstairs as well.
Wait, here we go. I'll bring it up.
I'm not going to show it, I said.
It's in the chat.
It's over
it's
the top
the chat.
For Ansense.
No, he's going to get a phone call from Asus.
No.
Asus are very nice and lovely people and do not like always Green share Party, the opinions of the people on the show. Unless.
And speaking of Asus, we should mention the lovely competition.
Censor.
Before we go.
Sell out!
Let's mention Asus and Cream Pie before we leave.
Sell out.
Come where's Wheat when you need him? Where's Wheat? Fire him in. We need him to talk about Asus for us.
He's wearing a fucking Racket Car t-shirt on our show. Yeah. How much they pay you for that?
Sent me to the international.
Did they? That's pretty good. Alright, yeah, so there is a competition going on with Asus, who are going to be the guys behind the tournament this weekend with us. It's going to be a great tournament. You're going to love it. You can head over to facebook.com/ROG Nordic. And if you come to my screen, you can see this is what you'll be greeted with.
I'm faster than you, James. I knew I was trying to do, find the tab. Nice try. Almost. Almost.
The quick fire round.
Abort! Escape!
I knew that was coming. I was prepared. I was ready. I knew it was coming.
You'll see nothing but
I will so not go to
your
screen.
You're going to go to my screen.
No, I will
it's
not.
It's safe, I promise you. Safe.
It's in the chat. It's in the chat.
Seriously, dude. It is actually my screen now. But anyway, fine. I'll read it off so you can believe me.
Special pie for Jim.
Like our page on Facebook. That's what you need to do. Asus, ROG Nordic on Facebook.com. And you can win a trip. You can win a trip to the World Championships for the StarCraft II and World of Warcraft at the Blizzard WCS. You need to be over 18, get a visa to go to China. Stops October 15th, so you need to get involved now. So make sure you do, guys. And yeah, and you can go to this event. And that will be lovely. So thank you, Asus, for providing
really cool event.
Wonderful yeah. things.
Yep.
Wish I could be there.
Who's actually producing it? Do you know?
Somebody. I don't remember. To be honest, I don't remember, but it's going to be good.
All right. So are we ready to finish up the show, guys?
I do believe
go that. Back to our normal lives.
I have one question. Let's say that it's not, you know, a known esport company in the way that they've done in the West, in China, and the it happens the same thing. Who from Blizzard will go up and say, okay, show off, we cancel this day? Or will they send out DJ Week for it?
Apollo.
No, isn't that Rob Simpson's job, seeing as how he's the Blizzard mouthpiece?
You think yeah. Rob will do it?
Probably.
I actually think that... I'm not sure who would actually go up from Blizzard.
Who makes the shot, then?
Well, no, they would just throw it to the host.
If Morheim was there...
He sure would be there,
he would do it.
I think so, too. He's a baller.
Yeah, he is.
Have you met him?
Well, making a statement like that, I hope you've met him.
No, not really. I've just been in the same room as him, and that's then cool. The police came. But no. So, are we ready to wrap up everything? Yeah. So, just before we end the show, does anybody feel bad for anything they said about League? I'm not actually bashing League of Legends. I'm bashing Riot.
Of
anyone
course
feel
not.
Bad about anything they said today on the show?
Nope.
No. I have no regrets.
Yeah.
Well, you played the very.
But I do agree line. With this camera. It's like out of focus. I think.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's
focusing on the ass. Likes the ass behind you so much. Yeah. I think.
What is it? Autofocus or? Yeah.
Pie.
It's got its priorities straight. It's got its priorities straight. That's cool.
Bobolanks right. drew that ass.
Bobolanks, BLC artist.
That booty.
Want yeah. to cream it.
Yeah.
Feels like therapy, yep. though, doesn't it? I feel yeah. really just like I've got everything off
yeah.
my chest.
It's nice.
You know.
You seem to be in a much better mood now.
Girls are upstairs.
Waiting for some
Let's
pie.
Go for a beer. Five. Whiskey. Coke.
Coke or Coke?
I kind of don't want to finish the show. I just enjoy hanging out with you guys.
No, yeah. really.
I mean, I don't get to see you that often. Like what, Newman? Once a week?
Once a week? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not enough, mate.
Yeah.
When's the next time we go drinking?
Yeah. You go to...
This weekend?
You told us to go to this club, right?
What was it called?
Summer's something. And I went
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it was shit.
And it was full of 18-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. No. The best part is
they were
way
too old
bar.
For you and Stefano.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
I'm sorry about that. That was. Yeah.
Did you go there before? Because you said it was really good. I was really.
No,
I said
it's really easy place getting into. If
So where do you go out drinking in Stockholm?
Depends. There's a place called Burns.
Oh God, I
Burns?
Hate that place.
Yeah,
that place
nice.
Is. It's full yeah, of it's drug nice. Dealers and like pretentious twats.
Not drug dealers. I haven't seen any, at least.
Pretentious drug dealing twats.
Yeah.
I won't sell you drugs. You won't
different places
it
all the time,
it.
Basically. What? But huh? yeah,
a couple it used places. To be apparently the place where a lot of the tech people in Stockholm used to go party originally.
They still do. There's lots yeah. of tech people there still.
All right, I've actually had a good time in Burns though.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, yeah,
it's too hard to get into.
A lot of the places, around the same area, it's a bit weird and not that good. I don't know.
I think Harry B. James is good there. It's close.
Never been there.
Where do you go, Hansborn?
It's a rock bar. It's good.
The Ciroc bar.
Rock bar.
Rock bar. There's a rock bar. Oh, is that the one in Stureplan?
No, it's like next to the Encore Galleria.
There's a rock bar in Stureplan that's pretty good. Small then.
Maybe. I'm on the south side.
Ubaran is nice. You know Ubaran? It's hard to explain in Swedish. It's a place
called... Just goes to show how much of a social life we all have here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty...
Any nice places here in Tyresö?
What are you doing?
Like a pizzeria that serves alcohol?
They have good sushi.
Ubaran is really nice. You should really go there.
All right, Apollo.
No,
you're kind of people as well, I think.
I don't know how to finish the show.
That could actually fit.
What's coming up next week? You're doing your thing? Your thing this weekend?
We're doing our thing. But is League of Legends...
They're doing their thing as well. Yeah.
And WCS Asia.
And WCS Asia.
Doing their thing.
Yeah.
And who else is doing things?
And they're doing this staff tournament again for Dota.
Yeah.
That you're not invited to. How does that feel?
I've got to do my tax returns this month.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pain in the ass. I have to lie a lot. I'm not used to it.
No.
My dad used to be a tax man. He got employed because he was really good at dodging taxes. And he was like, fuck it, yeah.
Let's join the enemy.
I think we should end this show like maybe 20 minutes ago.
I guess Live on 3 should be really interesting tomorrow.
Yeah, Live on 3, make sure you
if they're doing
that.
One.
Talk
Dota starts.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, I want to make a shout out.
That's right.
Also, you should probably watch this show called Climbing the Ladder, which is really nice. They've been improving a lot.
Mm.
I'm not sure where it's on.
I
didn't see the Jenna episode, but yeah.
I want to make a shout out. Today is Greg Karn's birthday, but he's ill.
What?
Yeah,
How old is he now? He's like 30.
Want to say, but anyway, that he's ill. So, first of all, he missed his favorite team playing hockey in the globe. So that was really sad to hear. He was also supposed to be on Talk Dota, but he had to cancel. And I think, like, shout out to Greg Karn. He's most likely the most important esport guy that nobody knows about. That's what I would say.
Nobody knows about, but anyway.
Yeah. So, like,
you should probably tweet at him saying happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you hipster bastard.
Also, Race.
Follow Greg Karn, @GregKarn at Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a good birthday
gift. He's even got a Facebook fan page that he didn't make.
Yes. He's the founder of Rakaka. He's the main esport guy, head of esports at DreamHack. He's making everything.
All right.
Cool guy.
All right then, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Great Recording Republic.
Were completely off topic as to what happened in their event. We just went mental. I hope you appreciate that we're all twats because we do it for you. And next week, we're having more to talk about.
Hopefully they fuck up again so we can we have something to talk about.
No. Hope they do fantastically well.
Of course.
Yeah.
See you later.
into your arms again.